Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, that's the probably where I'd start, Ryan, is, you know, we like, in a perfect world, you like your safeties in this system to be interchangeable. We all know what, you know, Mike and Jordan brought here for so long is, you know, it's not the traditional box safety. You know, deep half safety, not that you can't do that, but just to be able to do more packages and disguise, you like the guys who have the strength and physicality to play down here in the core, blitz, the different ways you guys have seen over the years following this team, but also go on the back half and take the ball away. And Cole, I would say, fits it to a T. Good blitzer, super smart. Didn't have a great amount of ball production, but we think in our system, he's got ball skills. You see him make plays. We think that'll improve. Really good blitzer and just an instinctive football player.
He mentioned that he has good coverage on tight ends. How important was that?
Yeah, it's funny. I interviewed, we at the Senior Bowl, was the first time we met him. And so naturally you're asking him his relationship with Dalton and things like that. And I said, how bad did Dalton abuse you in practice? And he said, no, I got the better of him. And I said, well, we'll ask Dalton. And so I texted Dalton about him, and he was just raving about him. And I think Dalton called me right after that or FaceTimed me when I was at the Senior Bowl, and he was just like, this kid, he's not lying. He got me more than I got him. And so I was like, all right. That's pretty honorable that you said that. I thought he was just trying to pump himself up, but he really impressed us throughout the process. His knowledge of the game, his smarts, everyone at Utah raves about him. And he's one of those players where, you know, sometimes when you're going through this process, coaches see players like this, you know, scouts, we see it like this. You're trying to make sure you're on the same page. What do you see? What do we see? Probably one of the most consensus players on our board. Everyone saw exactly the same thing. Easy to put him on our board. And, you know, it was one of those ones I got lucky nobody took my call. We were trying to move up to get him a little earlier. And, you know, it was almost like Saibo last year. We were inching to try to get up, not crazy far, but the single digits away and couldn't get any takers. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who ran in the 4.4s, mid, you know, 4.43, 4.44, something like that. He's got the toughs and do that. You know, they didn't always have him do that, but he's got the DNA, the makeup, you know, so, yes, he'll have a role there.
Did Darwin Kincaid text you his name in his second round?
No, you know what? He didn't until we did, but I did text Dalton knowing. Dalton has asked me since he's been back multiple times, and I found out after we took him that he's – asked other people about him to put a good word in for him. But as you know, you guys have already met him. He almost feels like another Dalton Kincaid, the personality, and just yes sir, no sir, loves ball. He's just going to come in, not say anything. He's just going to play.
There was a clip that went out from the team that showed your reaction right after the pick, kind of like the hat and fist
yeah.
Or whatever you did there.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, sorry, it's late. Did you feel like this was a position and this was a guy at this spot that needed to have it?
You know, it's more just following the board. Could have been a different position. But, yeah, we, you know, obviously Jordan and Micah's, you know, they're not currently here, and who, we'll see what Mike ends up doing. But to add a guy that fits our defense the way he does and where we had him on the board, you know, you just – when you set your board and it starts falling and you see pieces around it falling, you're just – when you get 10, 9, 8 picks away and you're – we got multiple people calling to try and move up just to secure him. Like, I would have been thrilled giving up, you know, something in the draft, you know, fourth, fifth round to go get him. And, you know, sometimes people take it. Sometimes people want to stay and take their pick. And so everyone we were talking to wanted to stay and pick. So then you're just waiting it out. And so that was the excitement. Like, wow, we waited and got him. And now we still got all our ammo.
I
think I'm a liar, John?
No. But every year you seem to come out with addressing the needs that you need to address.
Yeah.
Today being receiver safety and getting depth at defensive tackle. What's the secret? I mean, we're not saying you're a liar, but you certainly do come out with the pieces that you need.
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of, like, what we, as I told you, let's go to last night. We had receivers on the board, and we had some guys on defense on the board that were similar value. We do know the need is wide receiver. If the wide receivers were cleaned out, then we would have just took one of those defensive players. But that was the, you know, the reason we moved back. We have similar players here. We think we can get some more ammo trying to get back in the third, and, you know, what we ended up doing with Carolina to go back one more pick made sense. We were going to still get what we were looking for. So what you're trying to do is hit needs when you can, but you're trying to make sure they hit the value on the board. So in the case of Cole, the reason I was trying to trade up was we had a good second round grade on him, and the board was getting cleaned out of the second round. He was the only player we had left with a second-round grade at that point, so that's why you're counting it down. And, you know, we were trying to, you know, I wanted to still get a player with a second-round value. That's why I started doing that. So I am following my board. I wouldn't have been as antsy. It could have been a different position. It didn't have, you know, if we had some other positions at second round, then it's easier to sit there. Okay, if he goes – well, I still got this defensive end and whatever else, but that's why I got antsy, because I'm going, really, I'm going to be at 2 and probably picking out a 3, or then maybe I trade back and get something else.
You worked out.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah, it was huge. Well, I wasn't patient. I just, no one took my call, or they took it, but they politely declined. That's what I said upstairs. We struck out and we won because no one did a deal with us. Yeah.
Does that make the Cole Bishop one maybe even more gratifying or more exciting for you guys?
I think it was more dramatic just because the countdown, you know, everyone in the room can kind of hear myself, Terrence Gray, Brian Gain, making the calls, writing down, them telling me who's interested, me making a call too. So just getting off the phone, comparing what it was. And you're doing that while the picks – so then you hear the picks in, you're looking – and you're like, okay, we can still do it, because if Cole Bishop goes with 6 picks to go, then you just stop and decide, now are we moving back or are we going to take someone, you know, early in 3?
Brandon, you've always had, you know, you had 7 years of Micah and Jordan. And early on, Kurt Coleman was here when he needed to. Dean Marlowe's coming back. You signed Taylor, you signed Mike. What I'm getting to is you've always had veterans there.
Yeah.
You don't play young guys that much at that position. What goes into having to play that position at a young age and an experienced?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot mentally. You know, we'll have to get him up to speed. It's probably one of the harder positions, you know, to go in. It's not quarterback level, but when you're talking about middle linebacker and safety, those are probably the 2 hardest on defense. from a mental standpoint. Always, you got to know, you got to be able to communicate. You got to be confident in what you see, the checks. You're another coach out there. You're talking to the other DBs on what's going on, communicating with the back seven. So, you know, you love the leadership that he's got. You love the intelligence. He's got a lot of the intangibles, the DNA that we look for in all players, and especially at that position. It's one that we almost mandate in this defense to have success, and that's part of the excitement to get a player like this. Yeah, it's kind of cool. He was born on the same day as my son, so I looked it up, and so it was kind of cool. It is? Wow. Well, October 24th. Well, you're the same age as me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No. Yeah, but it was no, that was kind of cool. But Josh liked a lot of them, and Keon, he definitely had an affinity for, saw the size, the basketball ability, mentioned, you know, I think he mentioned some of the abilities, he'll be able to adjust, if I have to throw it behind him, because not every player has that ability. So, yeah, I have not talked to Josh tonight. You know, I talked to him earlier today, and he was asking what we were thinking, and I mentioned that he could be a possibility. We're going to see what happens, see if we get an offer we couldn't refuse, but that was where we were leaning.
When Carter plays 52 games in college, how does that help the transition to learning what you need him?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys. He's going to be plug and play in my mind. He's smart. He's going to make everybody around him. He's a tough dude. You know, leader, three-year captain, DNA, intangibles. He's going to make the guys around him better, you know, and we'll see where he's at. Sometimes you can find guys that really have that niche inside to call games and things like that. I don't want to say he's got that today, but that's something that he can do. He has the intelligence factor. Obviously, he went to Duke, not North Carolina. And so he's – you know, really excited about what he's going to bring. Just guy plays hard, relentless motor. A lot of the DNA that we look for, you know, in our defensive line, defensive tackle, you know, per se.
He was on the Zoom call, and he actually stood up from the Zoom call, put his Zoom on mute, to tell his family to shut up. And he said, my parents have always told me that I've got something to say, I need to say something. Comfort and knowing that he's an adult at 23, how important is that?
Huge. You're always looking for when you can add leaders to positions. And, you know, we talked about Cole and all that, being a young guy, 21. This is a grown – I would say he is mature beyond his years, being around him through the process this spring. And I think that shows – you know, right there, he politely asked me what took us so long to call him, and he did it in a nice way. So I said we were just waiting on the right moment here.
How do you balance a rotational guy with a third round pick? Right, like he's gonna play.
Yeah.
But it's not a guy you say plug and play. But this isn't a guy like, you know, Cybo comes in, he plays every snap.
Yeah.
Even just a second rounder. You know, going in, your system requires guys to rotate. How do you balance that with your board saying, is that too high because he's a rotational guy?
No, because we value line play, and that's just our choice to rotate as much. Some teams rotate less. Some teams, the starters, play more like 65, 70, and 30, 35 for the backups. You know, we rotate them even more. We look at the D-line, you know, in a perfect world, we'd love to have 8, 9 starters. That's not realistic from a pay cap standpoint, but – it takes more than the O-line. It's just differently. You're coming in waves. You got packages from run packages to rush packages, getting your best guys out there, you know, different quarterbacks, who you want in the game, whether it's a mobile quarterback or a guy that's just going to, you know, play from the pocket. And so you're trying to look for as many versatile pieces up front that you can to give the coaches – you know, different. You run into different teams, how you're going to have to defend them, and some guys, as we know, are better run defenders. Some are better pass rushers. I think he's kind of a tweener. I think he could play both for us. And he'll naturally improve. He's got the DNA, you know, at this level. It'll take him some time, but you love what he's going to bring. Yeah, it felt good. I knew I was, you know, yesterday you never know how it's going to fall. And, you know, to make this, it's never easy to trade back when there's players on the board and you don't know how it's going to play out. But I think it helped us add some picks to get value. And so at the end of the day, we like what we've come away with. And we think tomorrow, what are we sitting with, 7 picks still? So there's some guys on the board. We'll see how it falls, whether we move up or down based on that. But we still feel like there's some good opportunities. And today was fun to get 3 guys. Normally it's a, you know, your max is probably 2. And as the week started, it was only going to be 1 pick unless we traded back. So, no, it was fun. Excited about tomorrow and see what other pieces we can add. Yeah, I mean, I think this guy's all ball, and I think Josh knows that we're going to need him to get up to speed, and we're going to be counting on him early in his role. Sometimes you're bringing in rookies, and you're just saying, hey, you know, barring injury, you're probably not going to start, you know, help us on special teams or something else like that. In this case, you know, it's no secret we needed to add, you know, a guy like him to fill this X role that's vacant. And so that's part of what you're considering. And you know, we're not going to try to push him too fast, but we're going to press him. And we think we got good guys in the room. Adding a Mac Hollins, his DNA, you know, you guys will be around him. Love what he's brought so far just to the offseason program and what a pro he is. You know, veterans like that, you know, in the room will help him. Shakir is going in his 3rd year. So I think it'll be Josh for sure, but the other guys around him in that room will all put their arms around him and support him.
We're going to focus on 50-50 balls and contested catches with him. You think back to, you know, early Josh Allen's career, pivoting away from maybe players in that category. Do you feel like that he has traits that, you know, maybe different traits, not just that, maybe separates him from some of the early receivers?
Yeah, I mean, we've had kind of different mixes. Yeah, you're right. The 1 year we were pretty small with, what was it, 2019, with Cole and John Brown and that crew. It's, you'd like to always have enough size, enough pieces that have speed, some that have separation quicks. That it's hard to find them all unless you take those guys, you know, that you saw go really early last night. And you know, we've talked about it before, you got to lose a lot of games to do that. So I think, you know, the strengths that Keon have are his physicality, playing above the rim. Is he a 4-4 guy? No. If he was, he would go in the area that I was just referring to. But he's, you know, he can win. He's got really good release package for a college player, kid who's 20. It'll improve, you know. He's going to play tougher corners, so he'll have to improve with it. But I think Josh will work with him and help him. I think the receivers, obviously Adam Henry and you know, Joe Brady and those crew will all put their arms around this kid and say, you know, we all know we need him, and to get him here and get him up to speed mentally and physically. Yeah, I think Josh is planning to do something like that. So I know he'll make sure Keon's there, and hopefully most all of them can make it. You know, I know it is during their downtime, but I don't know specifically, but I know he said he's got some things lined up for them to be able to do that.
You talked about like points, maturity, how that's a benefit and a good thing to have with Keon. Like, what made you comfortable despite his age and, you know, being on that side? He's only 20 years old right now. Like, what made you comfortable though that he could take, you know,
Yeah, he is young, and I think the maturity of the guys in that room the maturity of our offense. Obviously, our quarterback, who he is, we all know he's the face and the leader. And, you know, I believe he'll be very excited, or is currently already very excited to have him. So I think everyone's going to pour into him on what's expected, how to be a pro, how you're going to learn this offense. We're counting on you. Like, don't show up out here and not know your plays or how to line up. It'll take him a little time, but, you know, I think it's that fine line of staying on him but letting him have his personality. And there's, as we all know, you guys have all been covering this business, receivers come in a lot of different flavors and personalities, and he brings a tough dog. The ball's in the air. I'm going to get it. This man's trying to press me. I'm going to physically, you know, work my way through him. Some guys are more finesse. I would say Keon is the complete opposite of finesse, but he still has good athletic abilities. Like I said earlier, he's not a stiff player. He's a loose basketball athlete, which does help him, you know, the game translate for him at receiver.
Brandon, you mentioned earlier having some players that you're still excited about as you reset your board tonight. Do you feel tomorrow with 7 picks that you're pretty well positioned where you can be aggressive to maybe make some moves potentially up to get guys that you think could, you know, contribute, you know, maybe early in their careers?
Yeah, I do. I think we'll have to see where it's how quickly it kind of clears out. We're down the round a little bit, but I'm not planning to go up right away, but we'll see how it falls. If it's looking like, man, we're going to have some options, we may sit there. If it's kind of like what was happening, you know, in the second round, then I would definitely use some of those fives to go up and get. There are some players that, you know, not necessarily expect them to come in and start, but they can fill some roles, whether it's backups or special teams. Yeah, John, you know, you're always trying to learn and do things the best you can. And every decision that I've always made is to try to, you know, what's best for the Buffalo Bills, not what's best for me or this coach or this player. It's, you know, and you know, it's when you're talking about trading up there, you know, I would just, like I said earlier at one point, like I would have to know, man, that one player, it's dangerous to say you're one player away. You know what I mean? And if you're going up for a quarterback or things like that, some elite pass rusher, I totally get it. It's just really hard from as far back as we were to go into the top 10 where, you know, a couple of those top receivers were. And what you're going to have to mortgage, you know, I've never found that to make complete sense. I haven't seen where, and there may be, you know, I haven't studied this every single move. But I haven't seen where doing that means you're going to get over the top. Like, I've seen it when you need to go get your franchise quarterback, or if you haven't been able to protect him and you need a tackle, like, I 100% could see you doing that. I just feel like the way our offense is set up, the pieces we already have, let's just add to it and make sure we have the depth in other places, because we all know you have some years where you get injured, and if you don't have viable pieces ready to come in, and it doesn't matter what you did, if you can't block and run the ball and do all those things, you can have Jerry Rice and all the great receivers out there. If Josh is running for his life, it won't matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.